Other People's Flowers is a podcast for stories, poetry, and essays. Thank you for listening.
Rosemary Harb is a Chicago-based writer of fiction and essays. Her work has appeared in Brainchild magazine, Hobart, Writing Disorder, and other journals. She's working on her first novel. Her hobbies include raising children and playing ice hockey. Cat in the Rain. Gwen was gone again. She claimed she was painting on the beach, but it had started to rain. I knew she was on the phone with Bella. When I say on the phone, I mean texting, or maybe FaceTiming, which always made me think of two-timing. People Bella's age always have to be looking at a screen. They can't just put the phone to their ear and listen. Gwen's daughter stood at the glass door looking out at the dripping palms. Yellow-brown fronds drifted like abandoned kayaks on the surface of the pool. The hotel's website said the pool area exemplified old Florida. It was both true and not, depending. A grey cat crouched under a chair by the pool's edge. It was trying to make itself so small it would not get rained on. "I want to go get that kitty," the child said. Her name was Talia, Silent H. She was 9. Her default facial expression was the blankness that precedes panic. But the panic never arrived. She knocked on the glass with a sharp little rap. The cat flattened its ears. "You can't bring cats into hotel rooms," I told her. "Besides, cats are tough. They can handle a little rain." Talia's shoulder drooped, as they always do when she feels denied. It's a shrug minus the initial upward thrust. Gwen does the same thing. They have the same lank, brown hair and wispy build too. It's hard to imagine anyone other than Gwen contributed to the making of Talia. But somewhere out there is a man who masturbated into a cup at a sperm bank, and now here she is. Gwen and Talia called the donor Oni, which is short for Oni Amy, a Greek word meaning to be useful and bring joy. According to Gwen, Oni plays the French horn and is licensed chiropractor. These are, to my mind, neutral value traits, neither good nor bad. I didn't know Gwen when she was sperm shopping. She was with Laurel then. I met Gwen at a concerned citizen meeting about Emerald Ash Borer when Talia was 6. Gwen and Talia were pale and helpless in those days after Laurel left, eating nothing but gluten-free cereal and sleeping in the same bed. If they didn't feel like getting up in the morning, they didn't. Sometimes they were still in their matching cupcake pajamas when I came over to make them dinner. I thought hearty homemade stews would help. I imagine us all cross-country skiing and swimming out to the raft at Ring Lake. I admit I was in rescue mode. I admit it was not wholly rational. And yet, Gwen and I worked for a while. Later, I was too fond of Talia to leave. "I want that kitty," she said again. "Can I please, please go get her?" "Sure," I said. "Go ahead, give it a shot." Her face twitched in surprise. Her eyes flickered to the left. Talia did not like wet or dearth or uncertainty. The most time she ever spent outside was one doomed half season of youth soccer 2 years ago. She hadn't understood why she never got the ball. "It's because you don't run fast enough," I had explained. "Run faster and you'll get the ball. Simple cause and effect." Gwen has scolded me for shaming Talia, but I'd only want to sow a little boldness in her. A girl needs that, I know from personal experience. "I don't have a raincoat," she told me now. "Mama didn't pack one for me." "It's a warm rain," I said. "Go get the cat. Bring it on in here." Talia examined her knee. She scratched some blue polish off, the nail of her big toe. She jammed her feet into her yellow plastic flip-flops. "Here I go," she said. She was still waiting for me to stop her. "Okay then," I said. I tipped an imaginary hat. She slid open the glass door to the pool area and sighed part way out, as if testing the effects of the rain on the human body. Her head was still in the room. "If you want that cat, go get it," I said. She inched cringingly the rest of the way outside. Near the pool, a hotel maid in wilt blue uniform stooped to clear away assorted towels left on rain-darkened cement. "Hola," she said to Talia. "Hola, ¿cómo estás?" Talia said. That she used the formal made me proud. She glanced back at me, fearful but defiant, then squared her little shoulders and walked the perimeter of the small pool to the chair where the cat sheltered. Its grey striped fur was damped and matte. It let out a single mew as she approached. "Here, kitty," said Talia. "Come, kitty." She knelt and extended her arms. The cat arched its back, hissed, and ran off, settling a few feet off under another chair. Talia slumped back to the room. "No luck," I said. "It ran away," she said. She sat down on her bed and started poking and swiping furiously at the screen of her iPad. "Sometimes you try things and they don't work out," I said. "When's Mama's going to be back?" she asked. "Not sure." It occurred to me that Bella was closer to Talia's age than mine. "It's snowing at home," I told Talia. Maybe I was hyping the vacation. She was watching the great supermodel search on her iPad. "I hate my hair," she said. "I want it long." I lay down next to her on the bed and peered at the little screen. The potential models all had long hair. I was with a model for a couple of months, my first year out of college. She has sharp hip bones. "I like your hair the way it is," I said. "I'm going to grow it out. I want to be able to braid it." I was probably going to miss most of the growing out. "That would be great," I said. "I had braid when I was your age." I ran a hand through my hair, feeling for the wiry evidence of new grace. "When I was 9, my braid was as thick as my wrist, the color of honey. Its weight on my back had felt like a friendly hand. It whipped behind me when I rode my bike." "Maybe I'll grow mine out too," I said. "We could both have braids." Talia squinted down. My hair, past or present, did not interest her as much as the on-screen models. "Can we get a cat of our own when we get home?" she asked. "I don't know," I said. "We'll have to see what happens." I wondered if, without me, Gwen would stop Talia's violin lessons. She didn't believe in making Talia practice if she didn't want to. The cat was still under the chair, glaring out at old Florida. "Wait here," I told Talia. The models crunched down the catwalk. I let myself out and slid the door closed behind me. The rain wasn't as warm as I had expected. I stalked around the pool. "You're coming with me," I said to the animal. It blinked slowly with a kind of cool malice. I crouched, reached under the chair, grabbed the cat beneath its front legs, and dragged it from its shelter. I never realized cats had armpits. As I stood up, the animal dug its back claws into my stomach. I heard my t-shirt snag and a line of fire ripped across my stomach. I extended my arm so the cat's legs dangled in the air. It's working furiously. Snapping its head to the side, it bit my wrist again and again as I walked. I felt the teeth punctured my skin. "Fuck you, cat," I said. The closed door was a problem I hadn't anticipated. I needed at least one hand to work the latch. I slung the cat over my shoulder like a hateful baby. It sank its front claws and teeth into my shoulder while trying to tear my soft bottom open with its hind claws. I wrestled the door open. I tore the cat off me and tossed it into the hotel room. It landed on all fours with a soft thud. "There," I said. Talia looked up from her show and saw the animal. She looked at me, then back at the cat, who sat fired one rattly hind leg forward at an improbable angle and licked its paw. Watching this, Talia's facial muscles shifted very slowly. I could see them laboring beneath her thin skin into a smile.
Thank you for listening to Other People's Flowers. Other People's Flowers is produced and edited by Hugo Gibson and Chris Kamonvutitam. If you enjoy the show, please be sure to subscribe and leave us a rating. If you'd like to have your work featured on the program, please visit otherpeoplesflowers.com to see our submission guideline. Thank you.